Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1311. We're learning today, L'Nishmas Moshe Doif Ben Rabar and Zisel. L'Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and L'Rafua Shalema Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to our malacha of Merakid sifting. Okay, so I just want to talk about, we were talking about last couple of Shiur in reference to a salt shaker, pepper shaker, these type of things. Now, I want to just make it clear and bring down some interesting examples, again, from the Sefer Zoch of Hashamar, which we are going through a little bit, interesting, beautiful new Sefer, a translation, actually, going through, bringing it down in English from Rav Pesach Elio Falk, and so on, the Sefer of Zoch of Hashamar, how he brings down on page 10. Now, we spoke about the salt shakers, pepper shakers, and possibly sugar shakers, these things. Now, but he brings down on page 10 like this, but if somebody's going to take these type of things and use it in the regular sieve, a regular sifter, which we said, that is taka problem of sifting, of the mulacha of merakid sifting. So he brings down some examples to sift coarse kashering salt, let's say coarse kashering salt, to separate the fine granulated particles that cannot be used as far as table salt, and they want to separate it from coarse salt and the impurities, and they use a sifter, that's the real mulacha, that's a mamasha mulacha min atayra deraisa of merakid sifting. Another example he brings down, to sift sugar, salt, cocoa, mustard powder, like we spoke about, to remove lumps from the fine loose matter is also a problem. Again, if it's done with a sieve, with a sifter. He brings out another interesting case, to sieve straw intended for animal fodder, for example, in order to remove the coarse wheat husks that are mixed with it. This is, however, only Merakid Midrabanan, because straw is usually subjected to winnowing and is usually, and it's unusual to sieve. Okay, but be it as it may, these are all important examples of Merakid, even though we did see that using a salt shaker is okay. I wanted to point that out. Now, he goes on to say on page 14, in reference to, let's say, like we spoke about the confectionery sugar, we said the salt, also matzo meal, regular flour, okay, all these different type of things. Now, so he says like this, he says sugar, confectionery sugar, salt, matzo meal, flour, and other fine cereals sometimes become lumpy. Sometimes you have it by cereals, these cereals that people use. It becomes lumpy, sometimes from the humidity or so on, while still inside the packets as a result of the moisture, like we said, humidity and the heat and so on. So he goes on to say, explains further, that it has been already, we just spoke about before, that one, that in order to sift, to take a sieve or a strainer to sift out these the matter in order to remove the lumps. In other words, I'll sift out my confectionery sugar I'll use a sieve, and like this I'll separate it because there's some lumpy parts in it. I'll sift out my sugar, there's lumpy parts in it. So to do that is mamish an act. So to remove the lumps from the sugar, confectionery sugar, the salt, matzo meal or whatever, and doing it with regular sieve and a regular strainer would be the act of merakid straining. Consequently, he says, he explains further, again, all on page 14, this is all on page 14, consequently, instead of removing these lumps, the correct thing to do is to crush them and to break them down into fine particles. Now, one might think that this might be toichen, this might be grinding, but as we know, in general, toichen is ein toichen ach toichen. There's no grinding after grinding. So these are things that were already obviously ground up already. Confectionery sugar, salt, whatever the case is, matzo meal, these are things that are ground up, right? It's not to take something the first time and to grind it that grew from the ground, right? That's the malacha of toichen grinding. But these are things that are already ground. So just the fact that it was already ground, but since it was sitting in the packet and from the humidity or sitting in the box, or whatever the case is, and then from the humidity, it clumped up together, and there are particles that are clumped up together, and you have to want to get rid of them. Right, so then it's going, this becomes now what we call the psoilus. That's the bad part, and you want the good part. You want the oichel, which is the whatever it is, the confectionery sugar, regular sugar, the salt, the matzo meal, whatever the case is. So to separate it is becoming a problem. Now, if you use a sieve, is the malacha of merakid. So it brings out the correct thing to do is to crush them and break them down into fine particles, and this would not be toichen because it was already ground up and crushed up from before. And again, we say, ein toichen acher toichen. There's no grinding after grinding. Okay, so as Hitaka says that, to do so is not an act of toichen because of ein toichen acher toichen. Okay, he goes on to say, explaining further, on page 15, sometimes such lumps are broken down by pouring the mixture through a sieve and crushing the lumps against the side of the sieve, against the side of the sifter, so that the entire mixture passes through as fine particles. So what about doing something like that? That's an interesting point. So he brings down interesting from the Chai Yadam, actually. He brings from the Chai Yadam in the Hilchas Shabbos, Klal Yod Chesiv base, but he brings over there on the bottom, not going to get into the whole thing now, but he brings interesting that this would taka be a problem, albeit midrabanan. It would taka be a problem to do midrabanan. That again, what's the case? Such as they have the, you have these lumps, right? And good, if you have the lumps and I'm going to sieve out the salt and the sugar or whatever, I'm going to take a regular sieve, a regular sifter, I'll sift it out. That's a major problem, a deraisa. But sometimes these lumps, are, so what are you supposed to do? You're supposed to break it down. Fine. So sometimes such lumps are broken down by pouring the mixture through the sieve and crushing the lumps against the side of the sieve. It's like as you're pouring it in, you're banging it up against the side of the sifter, so that the entire mixture passes. So then what's happening? What's happening over here? As you're pouring it in, it's sort of like banging up against the sides of the sieve, and therefore everything just flows right through, and it's all really good. There's no lumps that are left. It all gets broken up as it goes through. Something along those lines. That's what he's explaining. So crushing the lumps against the side of the sieve, against the side of the strainer, so that the entire mixture passes through as fine particles, that also should not be done, but this would be also midrabanan. To do so is not a true act of merakid. It's not really sifting. It's not the real merakid, because lamaisa, it's all really one thing. It's all, at the end of the day, it's all coming out finely sifted. So to do so is not a true merakid, since all the particles pass through the sieve and no selection whatsoever takes place. That's the bottom line. But it is, however, also midrabanan to do so, because of its similarity to a true merakid, because it looks very similar to merakid. And this is how he brings it down from the Chai Yadam, how he says it on the bottom. Like you have this matzah meal type thing that got stuck together, he brings down, and somebody wants to separate it, right? Even though it's not going to, when it breaks up, there's no real toichen over there, there's no grinding, not a question of grinding. Nevertheless, one should be careful not to do it, because of the fact that we said it looks very similar to merakid, because at the end of the day, it all comes out fine from the bottom, because as it's falling in, it's sort of like breaking up the clumps, but still one should be careful not to do that. It would be aser midrabanan. Also, I might add, as long as the clumps get broken up, if they don't get broken up, you could be dealing with the rice over here, because lamaisa, you're separating the flour, you're separating the whatever it is, the salt or the confectionery sugar or the matzah meal or whatever it is, or the cereal, possibly you're separating it from the clumps, so then that would be a problem. It's only over there we're talking about whereby it actually gets broken up over there, so then it would be, would still be also, but midrabanan. Okay, we're going to stop here. Thank you for listening. Hatzlach and Baruch HaKol Tov.